Good afternoon, dear sisters and brothers, and welcome to a beautiful day here at Prashanthi Nilayam. I am Chandu Vijay, your host for this segment of Love to Love, coming to you live from the studios of Radio Sai. So as you get along with your day today, let us talk about something that is very relevant to everyone. In fact, everyone on this planet. So what do you do when someone drives you crazy? We get upset, we get angry, am I right? How can we let this feeling of anger go? Well, this afternoon we'll be discussing forgiveness. And also with it, some heartwarming collection of music, all sung by reputed artists in the divine presence of our most beloved Bhagwan.
पशुपति तनया बाल गजान तुम हो विघ्न विनाश गणी तनया बाल गजान तुम हो विघ्न विनाश गणेश पशुपति तनया बाल गजान तुम हो विघ्न विनाश गणेश पशुपति तनया बाल गजान तुम हो विघ्न विनाश गणेश तुम हो विघ्न विनाशा तुम हो विघ्न विनाशा हे शिव नंदन पाहि गजानन हे शिव
ಪ್ರಭೋ ವಿಘ್ನ ವಿನಾಶ ಗಣೇಶ ಪಶುಪತಿ ತನಯ ಬಾಲ ಗಜಾನ ಪ್ರಭೋ ವಿಘ್ನ ವಿನಾಶ ಗಣೇಶ ಪ್ರಭೋ ವಿಘ್ನ ವಿನಾಶ ಗಣೇಶ ಪ್ರಭೋ ವಿಘ್ನ ವಿನಾಶ ಗಣೇಶ ಪಶುಪತಿ ತನಯ ಬಾಲ ಗಜಾನನ ತುಮ ಹೋ ವಿಘ್ನ ವಿನಾಶ ಗಣೇಶ.
True and effective forgiveness includes forgetting. But the memory of some wrong done may exist somewhere in the mind. It is not as easy as cleaning a word from a slate or erasing it from a piece of paper, says Mr. Howard Moffat in the final chapter of his book, Sai Inner Views. So how can we truly forgive? In Mr. Moffat's book, he says that there is an intimate connection between forgiveness, healing, love, and finally, liberation. So to start off today's segment, let us do a reading from Mr. Moffat's book, Sai Inner Views. He says, and I quote, "Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us." These well-known words from the Lord's Prayer have a deeper implication than it may at first appear. In his mission on earth, Jesus showed that there was a very close connection between the forgiveness of trespass or sin and the healing of diseases. After healing somebody, he would say, "Your sins are forgiven, now go your way and sin no more." At the healing center of a church I know in Australia, the sick person is told by the Christian priest in charge that before any healing can be accomplished, the patient must ask God for forgiveness, and prior to that, he must forgive anybody who he thinks has sinned against him. This forgiving of those who has trespassed against him will no doubt involve a search back through many years to unearth anyone against whom he may still feel some resentment, hidden anger, or any other signs of non-forgiveness. Having located the person against whom he holds any of these negative emotions, he must declare sincerely in his heart and mind that he truly forgives him. But such a declaration of forgiveness, if he also says in his mind that, "But I cannot forget," is not true forgiveness. True and effective forgiveness includes forgetting. But the memory of some wrong done may exist somewhere in the mind. It is not as easy as cleaning a word from a slate or erasing it from a piece of paper. In forgiving those who have trespassed against us, we must effectively forget it by never again dwelling on the wrongs we think have been done against us. Until this is accomplished, we cannot expect the Divine One to forgive our trespass, us or sins. Unquote. So dear listeners, we'll be back with more on forgiveness after yet another musical break.
ಅದೇ
Listeners, we are talking about forgiveness today, and getting back to what Mr. Howard Moffat was saying, he says in his book, Psy Interviews, and I quote, "Some patients ask, does it mean that God is unable to forgive us until we have truly forgiven all those who have trespassed against us, or is it that he will not? Now, we must remember that God is omnipotent and can therefore do anything he wills to do. Because as well as being omnipotent, he is also omniscient and compassionate. He will answer any prayer that does not go against the ultimate spiritual welfare of the one who prays. So why then this requirement that we must forgive before we are forgiven? And why is the whole process of forgiving and being forgiven essential before the truly effective healing of a person's disease? Now, to understand this, we must take a penetrating look into what we know as divine unconditional love. We must be careful not to confuse such a love with the so-called romantic love that comes as a result of Cupid's irresponsible arrow shooting. This love is an emotional state that keeps a man and a woman in a state of constant agitation, a state of great joy and ecstasy followed by misery and sorrow. Even so, romantic love between man and woman may be an echo of the real thing because it does bring some moments, a few flashes of the great bliss that lies above the passing joys and pains. Thus, in a sense, it is a promise of the true love that will someday come. Now, perhaps the best echo in man and in other animals of the divine love for which we are forever searching is what we call mother love. This is at its best. It is completely unselfish, giving and forgiving. It demands no return in its purest state. Yet like God Himself, the mother does enjoy a response of love for love. Mother love is certainly brave, even warrior-like in its protectiveness of its offspring. I have seen mother geese attack big farm horses that have strayed too close to the younger gooselings. The mother goose will face almost any danger to shield her young from harm. So is it possible, we wonder, to find somewhere that pure, selfless, never-changing love that forgives and gives and asks nothing in return? Yes, it is possible to find and experience that love. Unquote.
Bye. सुमिरन कर।
Welcome back, dear listeners. So Mr. Howard Moffat says that one true way to find forgiveness is through the experience of love, unconditional love. He continues to say in his book, Sai Interviews, that in our own individual divine plan to love not only all of humanity but all of life, forgiveness is the greatest builder of love. Forgiving others repairs the broken channels through which the unifying and healing streams of love are meant to flow. Now, before we start talking about forgiving others, often we hear people saying, you need to forgive yourself. What does that mean? Who is forgiving whom, really? You know, Howard Moffat again explains this very beautifully. He says, divine science divides the human being into two main parts. These are the lower self, usually called the ego, and the higher self, being synonymous with the God within. Now, these two inhabit the one human body. An interesting analogy is shown in the Indian story about two birds which live on the same tree. Now, one has his nest and his existence on the lower branches. He's a very busy little bird following his instinctive life of food gathering, mating and fighting the enemies who wants to disturb his territory, etc. Sometimes he's happy, at times he's angry, and sometimes he's tragically sad. Now he catches in his active lifestyle occasional glimpses of another bird living in the thick branches of the tree above him. Now this bird seems to live a very calm and contented life, never fighting with the other birds over territory or morsels of food. Though in the same tree, the stork bird seems to live in a different world. His songs are full of joy flowing from him naturally. In time, the lower bird, by comparison, sees his own little life as a continual struggle on the treadmill of desires. He longs to be like the shining bird, the calm, beautiful, wise bird on the lofty branches. The wise bird sees all that this little brother on the lower branches is doing. He knows that his brother on the lower branches will, in course of time, learn the vital lessons that will make him discard his many agitating desires and start to climb the branches where he can live the life of the higher bird, the life of calmness and peace, the life of light and joy. So the high bird will then do all he can to help his lower brother upward until in love they finally merge as one. The busy bird on the lower branch represents the human lower self or ego, while the bird in the upper branch symbolizes our higher self or our true divine self.
Krishnani be gane baro Krishnani be gane baro be gane baro mukha varna torito begane baro mukha varna torito krishna krishna ni begane baro kalalanti ke gaj nilaka baruri kalalanti ke gaj nilaka baruri nila varnane natya aadi to baro nila varnane natya aadi to baro krishna ni be gane baro
Shout is coming round, and everybody's fighting with your brother. Everybody wants control to keep us locked, and hey, please release us. So come back as Jesus. Come back and save the world. That's all the future of every boy and girl. Come back as Mama. Forgive the what you've done. Come back as I. Come back for everyone.
Krishna ni begane. Baro Krishna ni begane. Baro.
Religion is the reason the world is breaking up into pieces. The color of the people keeps us locked in hate. Please release us. So come down and help us. Save all the little ones, they need a teacher. And you are the only one we can rely on to build a better world, a world that's for children, a world that's for everyone.
Krishna ni begane. Baro Krishna ni begane. Baro.
Time is a healer. Time moves on. Time don't wait for anyone. So tell me you'll be back, but that will take some time. I'm waiting. I'm
listeners. Now, a few years ago, during the premiere show of the famous Hollywood movie Dark Knight Rises, a man named James Holmes opened fire and killed 12 people at a movie theater in Colorado, injuring 58 more people. Now, there is one story of forgiveness that shone through the darkness during this time. I want to focus on one man wounded in the shooting who has brought light to the darkness, Piers O'Farrell, who has given homes and thus has reminded us all that in his own words he said, there is a light that shines brighter than the darkness ever imagined. Now Mr. O'Farrell was shot in the right arm and left foot and was also hit with a shrapnel in his chest. One might expect O'Farrell to be filled with anger and hatred towards Holmes after what he experienced, but he has chosen a different response. True, he does believe that Holmes is accountable to the law, but when asked in the hospital how he feels about Holmes as a person, it is clear that while he may have felt an evil presence surrounding Holmes in the theater, in his mind, the shooter himself is still a child of God. O'Farrell speaks of him with deep compassion and says he has already forgiven him for what he has done. He said, "Of course I forgive him with all my heart. When I saw him in his hearing, I felt nothing but sorrow for him. He is just a lost soul right now. I want to see him sometime. The first thing I want to say to him is, I forgive you. And the next thing is, can I pray for you?" O'Farrell's pastor, Ryan Heller, speaks of how he has gotten everybody talking about the power of forgiveness. Some of the other survivors have said that they can't or won't forgive. Now, reporters are contrasting him against the other survivors, so it is important to understand what God says about forgiveness. While so many people are questioning God in this time, Pierce is a light in the darkness. His faith is increasing, growing, and maturing. While many are in doubt, Pierce is like a rock. That's what his pastor, Ryan Heller, said. Now, a close friend of O'Farrell's, John Fruant, speaks of how O'Farrell sees this incident as an opportunity to share the message of God's forgiving love. He says, "Pierce believes God had him in the theater for a reason, to tell God's message and use this as a forum. For him to say he forgives the shooter with all his wounds and pain is amazing. It moves me every time I think about it." You know, oftentimes when people speak of forgiveness, they say they forgive for the sake of their own peace of mind. I have even heard some people say that forgiveness has nothing to do with the other person, that it is solely about our own peace. It is simply our own letting go of our emotional baggage around what the other person did. Relieving him of his emotional baggage is not part of the equation. So what harm can forgiveness do? Think about it as we take yet another musical break.
శ్రీపాద సేవనం కర్మ జ్వలనం శ్రీ పాద సేవను కర్మజ్వలనం ఆవాణీ శ్రవణం సంగడహరణం ఆవాణీ శ్రవణం సంగడహరణం ఆలోచనామృతం సాయి భావమారోమలే సాయి నినకారతి హృదయం కుండారతి ఆరోమలే సాయి పదచలను సాయి పదచలను అతి మృదు సాయి పదచలను అతి మృదు అరికి నడయువదురాని విషం పదచలనము అతి మృదులం నీ అరికి నడయువదురాని విషం నిక్కడ నీతం సాయి కారది హృదయం కుండారే ఆరోహలే 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 సాయిగమపద పదపమగరి సరిగమపమ పదనిదరిగండి సరిధరిద పదపమగరి మపదరి ఆరోబలే రిగరి గరి 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 సమ గరి గమ పద పమ పద పమని గద పమ పద మద గమరి పమ గరి సరి గమ పదని ధరి గరి 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 సరి సగరి గరి సరి రమ పద పదని డరి ధరి గమ గరి ధని డబరి సగరి ధరి ధని దభ పద పమ పద ఆరోబలి సాయి నా
Welcome back, dear listeners. So how can we start to learn to forgive? Well, fear not, as we have simple steps that you can follow to achieve this. Now, after listening to both Howard Moffat and the story of the Colorado massacre, we can understand that forgiveness brings with it a deep sense of peace, relief, and even love to a large extent. Firstly, understanding that everything happens for a reason is important. Well, so here we go. 7 simple ways to forgive. First step, know exactly how you feel about what happened and be able to articulate what about the situation is not okay. Then tell a trusted couple of people about your experience, because it is important to talk about how you feel so you can release the energy that is surrounding this experience. Second, make a commitment to yourself to do what you have to do to feel better. Forgiveness is for you and not for anyone else. You are doing this for your own peace and tranquility. Third, forgiveness does not necessarily mean reconciliation with the person that hurt you or condoning of their action. What you are after is to find peace. Forgiveness can be defined as the peace and understanding that come from blaming that which has hurt you less. Now, taking the life experience less personally and challenging your grievance story. So work on changing the story. You are, after all, the writer of your life. 4, get the right perspective on what is happening. Recognize that your primary distress is coming from the hurt feelings, thoughts, and physical upset that you're suffering now, and not what offended you or hurt you 2 minutes or 10 years ago. Forgiveness helps to heal those hurt feelings. 5, at the moment you feel upset, practice a simple stress management technique to soothe your body's flight or fight response. Now, this can be as simple as steady breathing. Take few deep breaths and calm yourself. 6th step, put your energy into looking for another way to get your positive goals met than through the experience that has hurt you. Now, instead of mentally replaying your hurt, seek out new ways to get what you want. And finally, remember that a life well lived is your best tool to healing. Instead of focusing on your wounded feelings and thereby giving the person who caused you pain power over you, learn to look for the love, beauty, and kindness around you. Because forgiveness, after all, is about power.
किसने उसको ऐसे लूटा कि फिर उड़ ना पाया गिरता हुआ वो आसमां से आकर गिरा जमीन पर ख्वाबों में फिर भी बादल ही थे वो कहता रहा मगर के अल्लाह के बंदे हंस दे अल्लाह के बंदे अल्लाह के बंदे हंस दे जो भी हो कल फिर आएगा अल्लाह के बंदे हंस दे अल्लाह के बंदे अल्लाह के बंदे हंस दे जो भी हो कल फिर आएगा अपने पर ही तो उसने था उड़ना सीखा होके अपने पर ही तो होके अपने पर ही तो उसने था उड़ना सीखा
गम को अपने साथ न ले ले दर्द भी तेरे काम आएगा
अल्लाह के बंदे हंस दे अल्लाह के बंदे
अल्लाह के बंदे हंस दे जो भी हो कल फिर आएगा अल्लाह के बंदे हंस दे अल्लाह के बंदे अल्लाह के बंदे हंस दे जो भी हो कल फिर आएगा
टुकड़े हो गया था हर सपना जब वो टूटा टुकड़े टुकड़े हो गया था टुकड़े टुकड़े हो गया था हर सपना जब वो टूटा
बिखरे टुकड़ों में अल्लाह की मर्जी का मंदिर आएगा अल्लाह के बंदे हंस दे अल्लाह के बंदे अल्लाह के बंदे हंस दे जो भी हो कल फिर आएगा अल्लाह के बंदे हंस दे अल्लाह के बंदे अल्लाह के बंदे हंस दे जो भी हो कल फिर आएगा अल्लाह के बंदे हंस दे जो भी हो कल फिर आएगा टूटा टूटा एक परिंदा ऐसे टूटा कि फिर जुड़ ना पाया ओ लूटा लूटा किसने उसको ऐसे लूटा फिर उड़ ना पाया गिरता हुआ वो आसमां से आकर गिरा जमीन पर ख्वाबों में फिर भी बादल ही थे वो कहता रहा मगर के अल्लाह के बंदो हंस दो अल्लाह के बंदो अल्लाह के बंदो हंस दो जो भी हो कल फिर आएगा सिंगल अल्लाह के बंदे हंस दे अल्लाह के बंदे अल्लाह के बंदे हंस दे जो भी हो कल फिर आएगा अल्लाह के बंदे हंस दे अल्लाह के बंदे अल्लाह के बंदे हंस दे जो भी हो कल फिर आएगा अल्लाह के बंदे हंस दे जो भी हो कल फिर आएगा
वेलकम बैक डियर लिसनर्स There is another moving story of forgiveness on Radio Sai website, which I feel would be apt to share it here. Even though I had spoken about it in one of my earlier shows, it beautifully demonstrates how powerful the act of forgiveness can really be. Sue Norton lives in Arkansas City, Kansas. She received a terrible news during a phone call from her brother in the month of January 1990. Her much beloved father, Richard, and his wife, her mother, Virginia, were found murdered in their farmhouse. Sue's father was shot to death in his isolated Oklahoma farmhouse, and the killer took away $17 and an old truck. She says that she felt numb. She couldn't understand why someone would want to hurt people who are poor and old. The loss of her father just broke her heart. She sat through the trial of the criminal Robert Knighton. She was confused about how she should feel. She tells that everyone in the courtroom was consumed with hate. They all expected her to feel the same way, but she couldn't hate that way because she says it didn't feel good. For the last night of the trial, she knew there must be another way. She couldn't eat or sleep that night and prayed to God to help her. When morning came, she had this thought, Sue, you don't have to hate him, you could forgive him. The next day, while the jury was out for deliberation, Sue got permission to visit Robert through the bars of his holding cell. Sue relates, I was really frightened. Now, this was my first experience in a jail. This man, Robert, was big and tall. He was shackled and had cold, steely eyes. At first, Robert refused to look at Sue. She asked him to turn around and he answered, "Why would anyone want to talk to me after what I have done?" Sue replied, "I don't know what to say to you, but I want you to know that I don't hate you. My grandmother always taught me not to use the word hate. She taught me that we are here to love one another. If you are guilty, I forgive you." Robert thought that Sue was just playing games. He couldn't understand how could she forgive him for such a terrible crime. Sue says, "I didn't think of him as a killer. I thought of him as a human being." Now people thought that Sue had lost her mind. Friends would step into the other side of the road to avoid her. But Sue says, "There is no way to heal and get over the trauma without forgiveness. You must forgive and forget and get on with your life." That is what Jesus would do. Now, Robert resides on death row in Oklahoma. Sue often writes to him and visits occasionally. She feels that Robert would never leave prison. But she does not want him executed. She has become friends with Robert, and because of her love and friendship, he has now become a devout Christian. Sue states that some good has come out of her father's death. "I have been able to speak to many people about Jesus and forgiveness and helped others to heal. I have brought Robert and many other men on death row to our Lord Jesus Christ." And she concludes by saying, "I live in peace with my Lord."
Sayon. जग में सुंदर है दो नाम, चाहे कृष्ण कहो या राम। जग में सुंदर है दो नाम, चाहे कृष्ण कहो या राम। जग में सुंदर है दो नाम, चाहे कृष्ण कहो या राम। बोलो राम राम राम, बोलो श्याम श्याम श्याम। बोलो राम राम राम, बोलो श्याम श्याम श्याम। जग में सुंदर है दो नाम, चाहे कृष्ण कहो या राम। जग में सुंदर है दो नाम, चाहे कृष्ण कहो या राम। बोलो राम राम राम, बोलो श्याम श्याम श्याम। बोलो राम राम राम, बोलो श्याम श्याम श्याम।
सब मिलके ताली ताली बजाइए।
माखन जग में एक चुरा दे, एक पेर भीलनी के खावे। माखन ब्रज में एक चुरा दे, एक पेर भीलनी के खावे। प्रेम भाव से भरे अनोखे दोनों के हैं काम। चाहे कृष्ण कहो या राम, जग में सुंदर है दो नाम। चाहे कृष्ण कहो या राम, जग में सुंदर है दो नाम। चाहे कृष्ण कहो या राम, बोलो राम राम राम, बोलो श्याम श्याम श्याम। बोलो राम राम राम, बोलो श्याम श्याम श्याम। एक कंस पापी को मारे, एक दुष्ट रावण संहारे। एक कंस बापी को मारे, एक दुष्ट रावण संहारे। एक कंस बापी को मारे, एक दुष्ट रावण संहारे। दोनों दिन के बल के दाम, चाहे कृष्ण कहो या राम, जग में सुंदर है दो नाम। चाहे कृष्ण कहो या राम, जग में सुंदर है दो नाम। चाहे कृष्ण कहो या राम, बोलो राम राम राम, बोलो श्याम श्याम श्याम, 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 बोलो
Dear listeners, the virtue of forgiveness is much needed in today's world. In the Lord's Prayer, Lord Jesus taught us that in his sacred teaching that when we forgive, God then forgives us. When we open our hearts to those who need our help, we show them mercy. You know, hasn't he told us that when a beggar approaches us, he is invoking the divine in us to show mercy to him. Now, Swami places this virtue of forgiveness on the highest pedestal. In a discourse in January 1994, he said, "Only a person who has this attitude of kshama, of forgiveness, can be considered to be endowed with sacred love. This cannot be learned from textbooks. You are embodiments of strength, not weaknesses. Therefore, in times of despair, you should be filled with the feeling of forbearance and be ready to forgive and forget. Nor can it be acquired from preceptors nor from anyone else. It is to be cultivated by oneself in times of difficulties, trials and tribulations that one is forced to meet. Only when we face problems and difficulties that cause grief and misery, this quality of forbearance and forgiveness has the scope for taking root. When you are confronted with tribulations, you should not get upset and become victims of depression, which is a sign of weakness. You should bring in tolerance and an attitude of forgiveness into play. And do not get agitated, giving rise to anger, hatred, and revengeful attitude. The quality of kshama is the greatest power for a human being. If one loses this quality, he becomes demonic."
प्रीत की लत मोहे ऐसी लागी, हो आई मैं मतवारी, बल बल जाऊं अपने पिया को हे मैं जाऊं वारी वारी। मोहे सुध बुध ना रही तन मन की, ये तो जाने पुट परती सारी। बेबस और लाचार फिरूं मैं, हारी मैं दिल हारी, हारी मैं दिल हारी। तेरे नाम से जी लूं, तेरे नाम से मर जाऊं, तेरे नाम से जी लूं, तेरे नाम से मर जाऊं, तेरी जान के सदके में कुछ ऐसा कर जाऊं। तूने क्या कर डाला, मर गई मैं मिट गई मैं, ओ जी हाँ जी हो गई मैं तेरी दीवानी, दीवानी तेरी दीवानी, दीवानी। तूने क्या कर डाला, मर गई मैं मिट गई मैं, ओ जी हाँ जी हो गई मैं तेरी दीवानी, दीवानी तेरी दीवानी, दीवानी। चढ़ जाए जब इश्क का जादू सर चढ़ कर बोले, जब इश्क का जादू सर चढ़ कर बोले, खूब लगा लो पहरे रस्ते रब खोले। यही इश्क दी मर्जी है, यही रब दी मर्जी है, यही इश्क दी मर्जी है, यही रब दी मर्जी है। तेरे बिन जीना कैसा, हाँ खुद कर दिया। तूने क्या कर डाला, मर गई मैं मिट गई मैं, ओ जी हाँ जी हो गई मैं तेरी दीवानी, दीवानी तेरी दीवानी, दीवानी तेरी दीवानी, दीवानी दीवानी, दीवानी। ये मैं रंग रंगीली दीवानी, ये मैं रंग रंगीली दीवानी, ये मैं अलबेली मैं मस्तानी। गाऊं बजाऊं मैं सब कर जाऊं, ये मैं दीन धर्म से बेगानी, ये मैं दीवानी मैं दीवानी। तेरे नाम से जी लूं, तेरे नाम से मर जाऊं, तेरे नाम से जी लूं, तेरे नाम से मर जाऊं, तेरी जान के सदके में कुछ ऐसा कर जाऊं। तूने क्या
Welcome back, dear listeners. Forgiveness is not something that comes easily to many. Sometimes we may be too involved in the experience to understand that forgiveness is the key to release ourselves from a never-ending cycle of torture. So as we close today's segment, an easy way to remember to forgive is to use affirmations for forgiveness. For example, Louise Hay, the author of the book You Can Heal Your Life, has wonderful and effective affirmations that can help us to verbalize the need to forgive easily. Repeating these affirmations daily will cut our emotional ties to the situations or people or experiences with ease. Some simple examples of forgiveness affirmations are, I move beyond forgiveness to understanding, and I have compassion for all. I know that old negative patterns no longer limit me. I let them go with ease. As I forgive myself, it becomes easier to forgive others. I forgive everyone in my past for all perceived wrongs. I release them with love. I am ready to be healed. I am willing to forgive. All is well. So with that, dear listeners, as we end today's segment, do reflect on your own lives. Is there something that you're struggling with in your life that you have not been able to forgive and forget? Ask yourselves, why are you still holding on to something that does not serve you any longer? I sincerely hope that today's stories on the power of forgiveness has brought some encouragement to all of us to start with forgiveness, to start with forgiving those who have caused us pain in our lives. So do you have a story on forgiveness you would like to share? If yes, we would love to hear from you. Please write in to listener@radiosai.org and share your stories with us. So till next week, this is Chandu Vijay signing off with a prayer. May all the beings in all the worlds be happy, happy and happy. At 3:30 p.m., we will have Brother Ganesh with the live Telugu segment, Sri Satya Sai Divya Sandesh Jhari. So stay tuned.
When all looks dead around you and the earth seems bare, that's when you find a flower growing there. And in those darkest moments when you feel alone, that's when that guiding hand comes to take you home. Strange are the ways of love, the ways of love. Strange are the ways of love, the ways of love. When you think you can't go on and you've had enough, look out, 'cause strange are the ways of love. When you feel your heart is empty, you're in deep despair, that's when that guiding light can enter and shine in there. And when the veil of illusion leaves you full of fear, that's when you hear that voice within you whisper, I am near. Strange are the ways of love, the ways of love. Look out, the strange
you feel you can't go on, and no one seems to care. And just remember, God won't give you more than you can bear. And if you wonder, can He hear you when you say a prayer? Just show me where He's not, for He's everywhere. The ways of love, strange are the ways of love, the ways of love. When you think you can't go on and you hate enough, look out, 'cause strange are the ways of love.
Vasudeva, Vasudeva, Sai. జనుల మధ్య తిరుగాడే జగపతి, జనుల మధ్య తిరుగాడే జగపతి, చెడులు తెలియగలరే నీ సంగతి. జనుల మధ్య తిరుగాడే జగపతి, చెడులు తెలియగలరే నీ సంగతి. హరివో మరి హరుడవో, హరివో మరి హరుడవో యౌవనైన నేమి, హరివో మరి హరుడవో యౌవనైన నేమి. అందరిని బంగారు అని పిలిచేశాయి, హరివో మరి హరుడవో యౌవనైన నేమి. అందరిని బంగారు అని పిలిచేశాయి, జనుల మధ్య తిరుగాడే జగపతి, చెడులు తెలియగలరే నీ చెడుల మధ్య తిరుగాడే జగపతి. పుట్టపర్తిలో ఉన్న బుడమి అంతా నీదే, పర్తిలో ఉన్న పుడమి అంతా నీదే. ఎట్టి ఎందకైనా నీ పొడుగు నీడమాదే, పుట్ట పర్తిలో ఉన్న పుడమి అంతా నీదే. ఎట్టి ఎందకైనా నీ కొడుగు నీడమాదే, రాతి గొంతు తడిపి తప్పి తీర్చిన చేయి, రాతి గొంతు తడిపి తప్పి తీర్చిన చేయి. కాదలని మార్చేసిన రత్నాకర సాయి, రాతి గొంతు తడిపి తప్పి తీర్చిన చేయి. కాదలని మార్చేసిన రత్నాకర సాయి, జనుల మధ్య తిరుగాడే జగపతి, చెడులు తెలియగలరే నీ సంగతి. వేదల్లో కళవేత్తే నాదాని వినివే, వేదంలో మొలకెత్తే మోదాని వినివే, వేదంలో గణమేతే నాదాని వినివే. వేదంలో మొలకెత్తే మోదాని వినివే, ఆశయాన్ని ఆచరణకు చెర చేసిన దేవా, ఆశయాన్ని ఆచరణకు చెట చేసిన దేవ, ఆదర్శం అడుగడుగును స్థితి చేసిన ప్రభువ. ఆశయాన్ని ఆచరణకు చెట చేసిన దేవ, ఆదర్శం అడుగడుగున స్థితి చేసిన ప్రభువ. జనుల మధ్య తిరుగాడే జగపతి, చెడులు తెలియగలరే నీ సంగతి. అరివో మరి హరుడవో ఎవరైనా నేర్మి అందరిని బంగారు అని పిలిచే స్వామి అరివో మరి హరుడవో ఎవరైనా నేర్మి అందరిని బంగారు అని పిలిచే స్వామి జనుల మధ్య తిరుగాడే జగబలి చెడులు తెలియగలరే నీ సంగతి జనుల మధ్య తిరుగాడే జగపతి చెడులు తెలియగలరే నీ సంగతి